In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the central themes of the Passion of our Lord is the betrayal of his disciples. The evangelists use the same word to describe how Jesus is handed over into the hands of sinful men who want to kill him. Judas, of course, gets the worst of it, consumed with greed, possessed by Satan. He is the one who plants the kiss of betrayal on Jesus. But as the scriptures say, no one is righteous, no, not one. All of the disciples betray Jesus in one way or another. But Judas is the one who actually betrays him. And he is among the 12. One of Jesus' most intimate associates betrays him. This heightens the scandal and the humiliation of this betrayal. To betray with a kiss is the deepest of ironies. For the kiss is a sign of familial belonging and reconciliation, a sign of respect, obedience, communion, and love. But there is no love here, for this deed is done by children of Adam under Satan's power. The other 11, really, in many ways, are not that much better than Judas. They're trying to fight off this crowd of religious leaders with their army of swords and clubs. Do the disciples really think that they are able, by cutting off the ear of a high priest's servant, to stop Scripture's fulfillment? Do they not realize and remember what Jesus himself told them, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified? And when the arrest finally comes, they betray Jesus by forsaking him and fleeing for their lives. But there is one who follows Jesus. A young man whose naked body is wrapped in a linen cloth, just like another young man wrapped in a long white robe sitting by an empty tomb. We don't know why this young man didn't flee with the others, but the soldiers who seize Jesus try to seize him, and all they can grab is that linen cloth, and so he flees naked. Just as Jesus is naked when they nail him to the tree. By fleeing, this young man joins the others in betrayal, but in his nakedness, he joins Jesus, whose naked body reverses the shame of Adam's betrayal in the garden. Soon this young man will be clothed with Christ's cloth bands that he left behind at the tomb. Naked betrayal, now wrapped in a robe of righteousness to cover his wet, naked body as he comes up out of the baptismal tomb. Some think that this story of the naked young man is Mark's signature on the second gospel. But why would Mark want to reveal himself as that final, betraying, fleeing disciple? Perhaps he's no longer ashamed. After all, the kiss of betrayal has now become a kiss of peace, the prelude to a feast upon Christ's body broken and blood poured out on the night in which he was betrayed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.